this book some years ago from a man named Andrew Hurley called Israel and the New World Order, and I read it very carefully because I want nothing that's anti-Semitic in this ministry. I will not allow anything that's anti-Semitic or racist of any kind, because God is not a racist, and neither can we be a Christian racist, because in the book of Acts it says God has made out of one blood all the people on the face of earth. All the people come out of one blood. That's Adam and Eve. How can you be a racist? Flesh will not enter and inherit the kingdom. No, flesh can do nothing of profit to you, my friends. You must be born again in spirit and truth. John 3, verse 3. But Andrew Hurley says that Israel and its leadership and the powerful influence it has with its money and its banking around the world, its corporate influence, that they control all the world's capitals and they control the United States, and it is their goal to set up a new world order. Do you believe that? Well, we will see. In a issue notice all of the red dots you see on this map. This map makes clear here in Jerusalem Report magazine that each place where there's a red dot indicated, that is where the Rothschild dynasty have furnished the money for a Jewish settlement. Oh, they're building the greater Israel again. They want even the kingdom of the world to sprout forth from this nation. And the Rothschilds are banking this bottle of the Euro dollar. This article tells us something very fascinating. Notice that the title is Meyer Rothschild Returns. Now, that was the founder of the Rothschild dynasty. This article says, interestingly enough, that the huge mint and bank that is printing and distributing the new Euro dollars, the new money for all of Europe, was built almost on the exact spot where the first of the Rothschilds centuries ago began his own fabulous banking empire. Was that not a symbolic step? Imagine that. Now, a lot of people say, what did this man look like? Owes everything he has to the Bronfmans. Now, one of the things we need to know about the Bronfmans is their extensive media holdings. This is why they're able to so influence public opinion around the world, and especially in the United States, because the United States is basically the proxy for the Jewish Illuminati. Here it's interesting. This is from a recent issue of Time magazine, and it talks about the many network and other media executives throughout the world. All of these people, I believe every man here, practically, except one, is Jewish. Is Jewish. There's old Ted Turner. He's the only one who is not Jewish, but he sold his network, CNN, to a Jewish billionaire firm. Now, my finger was covering up there. You'll see this picture right here is a man named Edgar Bronfman Jr. He's the son of Edgar Bronfman Sr. that we just talked about, and he is head of, he was head of AOL, Time Warner, the largest online computer corporation in the world. Time Warner, the largest cable network in the world, and also he's connected with MCA Universal Studios, one of the largest movie studios in the world, etc. Movie studios, newspapers, magazines, newspapers, these people tell us what to think. And this is Knight Ridder newspapers, but I got this out of the Austin American Statesman newspaper. Talks about political payoffs to Americans cited in Israeli turmoil. What does that mean? Political payoffs. It mentions that a man down in Miami, Florida, one of the richest men in the world, Irving Moskovitz, has given many millions of dollars to help rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. And he's also given to a number of other Jewish groups. Now, If you would like to see the Center of Power too, here in Midnight Call, a Christian prophetic magazine, at the very bottom of it, we see something fascinating. We see a picture of three very powerful men. There on the left side is the head of the, it's the, let me make sure this, World, Joseph Stiglitz, also one of the heads of the World Bank, is on the right there. In the middle, we see James Wolfensohn, who we discussed earlier of the World Bank. And then we see Michael Kamdesis, who is with the European Community. By the way, here's another picture in the same magazine that's quite fascinating. It was of a demonstration held in Russia during the days of Boris Yeltsin. Notice this person is very upset, and they're holding a picture of Boris Yeltsin, the president of Russia, and on his forehead, they've marked it or defaced his a picture with a Jewish Star of David. What the complaint was, they stated that Yeltsin was owned body and soul, and that the whole Yeltsin administration was run by the Jews of Russia. By the way, many people ask me, what about the Khazars? Are these really of Jewish blood? Weren't many of the Jews converted Khazars from Russia? They're not even of Jewish blood. I found that probably to be true. But it's interesting, and I give credit to the Jerusalem Report for doing this feature article several years back. It's called Skeletons in the Closet: Who's Afraid of the Khazar Jewish Empire? And they actually admitted that many modern-day Jews are not of ancient Jewish blood from one of the 12 tribes of Israel, but come from the Khazars, which was an empire near modern Russia today.